important investigative journalism, he's been looking for no less than the oldest Christmas tree in South Yorkshire. And you think yours never lasts beyond Boxing Day once the needles have fallen off. We're talking about artificial, of course. Has he found it? He's in South Anston. Dan, how have you done?
Yes, good morning, Andy. So I'm in Douglas and Mavis's house in South Anston. We've got the Christmas music on, you can probably hear. We've got a bit of Bing on. We're having a lovely festive time. And we've got this beautiful tree up in the window, beautifully decorated, lots of tinsel and a fairy on top. And if I tell you that this tree, this artificial tree, was bought in the same year as the Wall Street crash, if I say that it was adolescent during the war and that it was 22 when Douglas and Mavis married, so it is the constant in this relationship. Douglas, it was bought when you were about 6 months old. In fact, you may well have been taken along to Red Gates where it was bought. Yes, in the pram.
Probably, yes.
And I understand there was a bit of a problem when your mum and dad went to Red Gates. They'd sold out, hadn't they?
That's right, yes. But this, we got this tree on display in the window. So my father says, well, I'll do that. So I'll have that. So they did. They took it out of the window and they sold it to my parents.
And did you ever think, as you were growing up, that the tree in the corner would still be with you when you were 84 years old?
Oh, good heavens, no. No, never dreamt all this time. Yeah.
Because I have to say, it still looks in pretty good nick. It's one of those ones where it's wire with sort of foliage on the top of it, isn't it? And it presumably you fold it up and put it in the loft every year.
That's right. We fold it up and put it in a bag, in a plastic bag, and put it in the loft out of the way and use it again the following year.
So gradually a few bits have fallen off it, have they?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Yes, odd bits have fallen off, you know, just worn it out over the years. Like me, I'm all a bit worn out.
You're both looking in very good nick. So, Mavis, when you two met, this was the Christmas fixture in Douglas's house. Were you happy to take on the guardianship of it?
Well, at the time, I didn't know that it was... I didn't know all the details about it. But over the years of being married, that's told me how it happened, how she's got it, you see.
So have you ever said, and I have to reiterate, I think it looks lovely and I think it's beautifully decorated. Have you ever said, come on, it's 80 years old, it's time to get a new one?
I often say that. Every year we go to look at it. But it's the grandchildren that asks us more or less, have you put your Christmas tree up, Nanan, you see? Because it's all tinsel, you know, and they like it. Kids like tinsel and flashes more than you do your fancy ones, yes.
So they like the idea of you still having the same tree. Well, this is the thing in families, isn't it? You like the same thing being trotted out every year. It's comforting, isn't it?
The kids are so used to it, they're born with it, it's been there. And they always think, have you put your Christmas tree up? Yeah. That's what they say.
So you're saying, because I'm going to tweet a picture of it, to me it looks absolutely beautiful. Yeah. You're saying that if you take the tinsel off, it looks a bit bare underneath.
It's bald, it's going all losing all its green stuff, and we're getting down to the bare stalks. And we keep looking at it, and I keep saying, oh, we can't keep putting this thing up, it's ready for binning. And then all of a sudden, you see, we start decorating it, and if anybody calls, they have a go putting bits on it and all to cover up the bareness, you see. But it's there. I think it's all right when it goes up there.
I think it looks absolutely delightful. Are there some lights to switch on as well?
Fine.
Are there some lights to switch on
there's
it?
There's some lights down there that you can switch on.
Very good.
But the old lights that were on it fused the other night, so you can't put them on, yeah. So we've had to put another pair on, you know, a set of lights.
So the first lot all went a bit wrong. Douglas is rooting around on the floor trying to get the lights in. I was rather hoping, Andy, that we might get one of those beautiful 5-4-3-2-1 as we switch the lights on the 84-year-old Christmas tree. Do we think we might be just about there? This is perfect. Oh, there we go. Beautiful, flashing, multicoloured lights on an 84-year-old Christmas tree. It doesn't get better than that.
Dan, thank you very much indeed. Thank you for